I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Where are we going?
We are going to Beverly Hills. I started getting emails and texts a few months ago from people saying that Shiki, the restaurant in Beverly Hills, which had been, I think, built to sort of showcase Japanese products, had hired as its sushi chef Mori Onodera.
So for people who perhaps do not have the longevity of eating in Los Angeles as we do, describe why this is like red letter news.
I mean, Mori is one of the gods of sushi in Los Angeles, I guess. He worked at a bunch of places, including Matsuhisa, but mostly for his sushi bar, Mori, in Westside on Pico, that was definitely among the top two or three sushi bars in LA for at least a decade,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, a decade. So the fact that they brought him in is kind of interesting. Do you think he's going to be there for a while, or is he like a hired gun?
I don't think he owns the restaurant. I think he's definitely hired, but he seems super happy. And one of his really, really longtime friends, Nao Sugiyama, is also there working. And he has a long history in LA also, or had a long history. I think he also was at Matsuhisa very early on. But I knew him as the chef of Sugiyama, which was the only kaiseki restaurant in Manhattan.
So take us through the highlights of the meals that you've had there recently.
Well, if you're getting one of the omakase menus, and I've got to say this is a full-service restaurant and you can get a teriyaki dinner if that's what you want. They have wagyu beef you can buy by the ounce, and they're very proud of it. But if you're getting one of the omakase menus, you'll start off with some small courses. There'll be like single cube of bean curd, freshly made bean curd, in a puddle of cold, like ponzu-ish broth. And it has that, you know, lovely developed nutty flavor that you get with really good fresh tofu.
Are there choices of size of omakase menus?
There are different levels of omakase. At dinner, they start at 130 and go up to 190, or presumably more if you want to really splash out.
What about the sushi?
If you've ever had Mori sushi, you know how good it can be. The first piece, which was bream, sea bream Thai, marinated with kelp, had a little bit of body temperature rice. The softness didn't quite collapse into richness. There was a little bit of acid. There was a little bit of heat from somewhere. There was a lick of salt. You're left with just this clean, lovely sea taste in your mouth. It's a definitive experience, and it lasts for 20 seconds.
Wow.
There's soft, sweet Japanese buri, which is like a small member of the yellowtail family. There's kohara, which is one of my favorite kinds of sushi. And one of the most beautiful ones was a slice from a tentacle of Hokkaido octopus.
Wasn't Mori one of the apprentices of Jiro a long time ago?
He was, way at the beginning of his career. It's interesting how like one great sushi chef can have an influence that spreads so far and lasts so long.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Shiki Beverly Hills. Text the words good food to 69866 for Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.